Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Daisy, welcome to G-Thanks Just Bought It.
Caroline, it is a pleasure to be here, and this is a message to that person who said you interrupt your guests too much when you speak. I just want that person to know that now there's two interrupters on the call, and you will know no respite, okay? This is just going to be the VIP show for you.
I can't wait, and thank you for seeing me and understanding me.
I get so annoyed for third parties, even though I'm not involved. I'm like, so a conversation, we aren't allowed to carry a conversation.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Thank you.
What a nightmare.
And it sucks because I'm like, my initial reaction is to be like, send me your address. I'm going to come to your house and kill you for saying that I interrupt you. But I have to be like, oh, okay, thank you for your feedback.
That's like me. Like I never read any reviews. And for me, it's not even really a review. It's literally like your product. I got a one-star review once, and it had to do with shipping.
Exactly.
And I lost it. Never again. I thought never again.
Yeah. And the thing about it, it's like, and honestly, kind of why we started doing G-Thanks is because I couldn't trust anyone else's reviews, because it was always like, well, the box was wet because the mailman left it in the rain. And I'm like, I don't give a shit. Like, personally.
No, and nobody, no proper person does. Like, a normal person with a brain that functions can separate the vendors involved.
Yes.
There is the person you purchased from, and then there's the vendor who does the freight. And that is not something you should be rated on.
Right.
But yet, here we are.
Right. Go talk to Luis DeJoy at the post office and leave him a one-star review.
Oh, don't even get me started on DeJoy. This will turn into just me raving and ranting.
Well, I don't hate the idea, but I'm so happy that you're here. I can't remember how I stumbled onto El Cholo's Kid and the bags, but I do remember I bought three. The first time I bought any of them, I like literally
four.
Didn't even just buy
Why
one.
Not four?
I think I bought four.
I said, why not four?
Oh, why not four? I mean, it's a great question. It's a really great question. Well, I bought three, and I'll probably buy my fourth soon. I think I bought the like large rainbow one, and I definitely have a mini neon green one and a mini black one. And I'm obsessed. And it was a thing that the second it came in the mail, I remember the first time I wore it was September of 2020, and we were like just sort of dabbling into, you know, eating outside in someone's backyard with like two other friends. And I like got dressed for the occasion, and I wore one of your bags. And my friend was like, where the fuck did you get that? I want one. And I think she ordered one that night too. So it really just became like a whole thing.
Amazing.
You have been doing this since 2008?
Yeah, I've been doing it since 2008 in different capacities. It was sort of El Cholo's Kid was my little side hustle after college, mm-hmm. to kind of, you know, make money to travel. And I'd go to little markets, and because I am just such a hoarder, I love handmade things, and I just had so much stuff. But then I just started buying to sell mm-hmm. so that I could get, you know, enough money to just like travel. And that was kind of like my little travel fund.
Wow.
And then as the years passed, because I have another business, it was always just sort of like my side thing. It was never like, my main business.
Yeah.
And I was able to focus more on it once the pandemic hit, because my other business was import export. I'm a broker, but, I do a lot of construction equipment, stuff like that. And construction stopped in Mexico. Like, you know, everything, like I just wasn't, there wasn't anything to, no materials to export.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. So that's really like maybe like 3 years ago, I started really like focusing more on El Cholo's Kid. And then once the pandemic hit, it was like, it had my full attention. So
it really started popping up everywhere. I think you must have bought like a targeted Instagram ad, and like I was targeted. Like I was probably your first target, because like when I saw the bags, I was like, holy shit. I mean, again, I had to have them. And I know we put them on the gift guides last year, we put them on the gift guides this year. It's a brilliant concept, and you kind of set out to sort of introduce this old art of weaving, which is really prevalent in Mexico, right? And bring it into this like modern, form, that could be, you know, like a trendy fashion statement.
Yeah. And I think I always tell people, because sometimes people will see like a bag that maybe looks, you know, that's woven from the same material. And they're like, oh, this person had your bag. I'm like, that one's not my bag, but it is, you know, maybe woven in the same area or something like that. So I do try not like pretend like I invented something, but what I try to do is kind of like design things that are a bit that go more with kind of like our vibe and what we're doing. Whereas something that, you know, sometimes you'll have weavers who are obviously the weavers are really talented, but they don't have maybe like the resources to be like, okay, I'm going to use these colors to design, because maybe they're just weaving with leftover colors. You know what I mean? So sometimes you'll see a bag that's like beautifully woven, but it's also just like the most like thunderous, like color combination you've ever seen. And it hurts your eyes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
When I'm working with my weavers and we're creating new designs and like trying to like add different things and slowly like kind of improving the bags. You know, there's something set, you know what I mean, that we're going to do. And obviously like we're able to focus on like what we're going to create. So it's not as haphazard as something that you might find just like at a like random market, you know?
Right. No, I mean, it is very intentional, I think is the word. And that I kind of felt like when I saw it, which was like, okay, this is like, so I saw someone carrying one of your bags a few months ago at the dog park, actually. And I went right up to her and I was like, El Cholo's Kid. And she was like, El Cholo's Kid. And then we did like a secret handshake. But it is, she had like a small one, and it looked so cute on her. And then I made like a mental note. I was like, there's more colors. But like, first of all, I thought you were the one doing all of the weaving up until a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So what was your process like kind of finding the artisans in Mexico, like kind of doing a sustainable business, because I know that all of your bags are made from recycled plastic. Like, how does one even begin creating a company like this that weaves in so many, literally weaves, pun intended, so many intricacies of, you know, ethical consumerism into one product? Like, where did you begin? Did you hit any roadblocks? I'd love to hear more about it.
I think, you know, and it's continuous roadblocks, really, especially with handmade products and like growing and trying to, I guess, if you're going to be like a douche, say scale. Because, you know, I found my weavers, like I knew when I went to Oaxaca the first time, and I got kind of like the first batch of bags that were just, you know, just like the, like me like I did everything else, sort of just be like, oh, I wonder if people, just me buying what was there, you know, just kind of me choosing and, you know, buying what was there. And me traveling and then finding weavers who would weave what I wanted them to weave.
Yeah.
Because that's also like a bit of an issue too. Not like an issue, but like a lot of people don't really want to kind of do something differently, you know,
if like they have follow your work, direction.
Yeah. Like follow your direction, your instruction, or like, because they already have something that kind of like works for them. And it's like, sometimes you ask people like, oh, can you do this like 5 centimeters, like larger? And they're like, no, but I'm like, but you can though.
Right.
And no. So that's kind of me walking around like in markets, and that's how I have all my contacts really, like just me going to like finding out when's the weekly artisan market. Let me go figure out, like talk to people. Then I go to like the towns. I hop on like a random like van and like a random motorcycle, get to like whatever, you know. It's just really asking, and then getting to like the person that you need to find, which is perfect for me because I love traveling, you know. So it's kind of like I love traveling and I love business. I love, I don't know, making money. I love selling things.
Yeah.
It's just something I've always loved to do. So combining those two things, or those like, you know, mountain of things, is kind of like fun for me. And then when I got to, like the family that currently weaves for me, it is like a lot of like, there is a lot of like, I don't know, like losses, I guess, because I think some people don't realize something's important until you like tell them, you know, like, for example, like you brought up the rainbow bag, and it's my like design that I made, and I told them, okay, and I ordered, I think I ordered like, I had a pre-sale, which I never do pre-sales because people are always like, they say they'll wait for the thing to be woven, but they really won't.
Right.
So like 3 days later, they'll be like hollering at you about where's their bag?
Yeah.
So I had a pre-sale and I get the bags, and it's, and they couldn't find like the blue I use. So they use like another blue. So it looks completely off. And to them, it's just like another. And I'm like, no, like this needs to be like the same all the time. And if you don't have something, you need to tell me.
Right.
Because like, I can't sell it really. Like I can't sell like a, if something's the rainbow bag, and especially if somebody like, I already bought one, I'm going to gift it to my friend, and now this one's like completely different.
Right.
You know, it's not the vibe, but yeah, it's just kind of like slowly getting to that place where they know like, oh, like you can't just like replace things or make changes just because like we ran out of something else. Like at that point we just stop, you know what I mean?
Right. Have you ever considered doing sort of a like an order, like a product that's like, or maybe you also offer this and I just don't know it, but like a kind of like you get what you get, like place an order and like we just use the colors we have or what's available or whatever. And then I don't know. I can't imagine that everyone will be so, I mean, if I got something that was like the same quality, but like a little different in the color, I don't know that that would bother me so much. I totally understand that it sends some people up a wall, but I just wonder if there's any like option.
Yeah, and I know, like, I think a lot of people would be like, oh, like, cool, whatever. But, like, you know, the people you have to deal with customer service when, like, other stuff comes up that you're just like, oh, my God, like, people, like, threaten you with, like, calling their bank and, like, all this, like, crazy nightmare, like, stuff that I would never do. Like, I never knew was a thing. And that's the problem with, like, being a reasonable person who starts a business, is that you cannot imagine, like, what's going to come your way, because you would never, like, I would never, like, right, just be, like, screaming at a small business owner about, like, X, Y, or Z, because I'm like, no, I mean, you know, we'll just, like, chill and, like, whatever. But yeah, you don't imagine like once you start getting those emails that you're just like, oh my God, people really do the most.
Yeah.
When they're talking about their online purchases.
What's the worst customer service interaction you've ever had?
I don't know. I blocked it.
I was going to say, like, have you repressed the memory?
Yeah, I think I just repress everything. I think it's not really the worst, but the thing that puts me most on edge is Instagram. Uh-huh. Because, like, you know, when you don't follow someone and they send you a ton of pictures?
Yep.
Like, you don't know. Like, in my brain, if you send me 7 pictures, I'm like, oh, something broke. Something like you're dissatisfied. It's like not woven properly. I didn't catch something. Like my brain just starts to just like do this like tumbleweed of like everything that could possibly go wrong when I'm seeing those like 7 blurry squares of like right. something. And more often than not, it'll be like, oh my God, I just got my bag and I love it. And then they send me like a whole photo shoot, you know, which is lovely. But the first instinct in me is to like weep over my phone and be like, what could possibly be wrong that they sent me so many pictures? So that's always stressful.
And what is wrong?
I don't know. Usually it's like, yeah, like I said, usually it's just people being like excited. That like, oh, they got the, and they send me like pictures of them with their bag.
Oh, that's
but I
fun.
Do get, yeah. So I'm like, oh, that's cool. Sometimes I will get like, sometimes people are like, oh, this like, that they don't like the weaving or they don't like, you know, something they need to show me. And, you know, people like to like DM you, then email you, then send you like the chat thing, then yep. email you again
yep.
to your personal email that they found yeah. on like
and then they're showing
MySpace
up at your door.
Or something.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, literally like because you didn't like clear out the internet of, you know, your contact, your AOL chat contact, like they're on you at all times. So it's pretty funny. Like now that I'm like talking to you about it, I'm like, ha 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 ha. But when it's happening, I'm like, what is that?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, look, like everything in the moment feels like the worst thing and the most stressful thing.
Cause yeah. And also because like you love your stuff and obviously like, because I do most of it, like, yeah, sometimes I do have people like, help me in the warehouse, in my little warehouse, you know, like help me like organize stuff or whatever. But like if a mistake happens, if an oversight happens, it's my fault. Like that's something I didn't see, something I didn't catch, something I didn't ship, or like something that's like related to me specifically. So it's hard not to like take it personally or to be like, oh, you idiot, you made another mistake. Especially when you're shipping out a lot of stuff, like for Black Friday, like the amount of times I double checked a single order. And still I got an order who was like, oh, hey, like I missed, I bought 2 black bags and you only sent me 1. And the person was super lovely. Like they weren't like crazy. They're just like, oh, can you like send me the other bag? But still in my mind, it was just like devastating because I checked so many times. So
right.
Why are you like this?
Do you ever feel like you are driving yourself nuts over stuff like that?
Oh yeah. I'm like, because I'm just such a like a perfectionist and I just want I don't know if I'm a perfectionist, if I'm just like, I don't know, maybe I'm just a jerk. But like I just need things. I'm really hard on myself. Just you already disclosed I was Mexican, Caroline. So I guess that's not
sorry for spilling the beans.
I'm like, okay. It made me very uncomfortable, but like, you know, being that immigrant firstborn daughter,
yeah.
You have a lot of pressure on yourself from a very young age to do very adult things. So I think that carries through to now where like any like slight mistake, I'm like, well, you're a fucking idiot. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's you're like your own worst criticism. Critique.
Yeah.
Yes. A critic. Critic is the word. I don't know why I kept extending the word into other words. You're your own worst critic.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, also it's nice when people are like nice about it, of course, but I also.
But it's still a failure.
I'm going to let you say that because that's your experience. And I think like, you know, I know that doesn't make you a failure, but I also know the feeling of like, you know, nothing except 100% absolute perfection is meaningful.
Yeah. Trauma.
Well, that's how that's why we keep our therapists employed. That's why it's good. We're job creators. We're job creators, Daisy. We're job creators.
We keep this economy going.
We really do.
Good for us.
We really do. We don't get enough credit for it, but we really do. And I really, you know what? And you know what? You're welcome to all the therapists out there. You're welcome. Okay.
You're welcome.
I'll say it.
For your Mercedes that you're driving.
If your therapist drives a Mercedes, then maybe I've been rethinking my personal career choices. like maybe it's time for me to get into the business.
What I need to do. I was like, I have an opinion on anything, even if I just like met you. I'm like, well, listen, this is what you're doing wrong. So I'm like, I could do that.
But I'm the same way. And I think that would make me the worst therapist ever.
I know. I have to like insert myself in everybody's like life. I'm like, no. Like, you know this? No.
They'd be like, so do you think that it's like wrong that I feel that way? And I'd be like, honestly, yeah, I do.
Honestly,
I do.
Like, I feel like that's like really, like, I feel like you're wasting my time, honestly, right now. I feel like we've discussed that already.
Like, we
and
have
I don't
talked
know why
about
you're not
this.
Over it. Start a business or something so you'll have less time to like worry about dumb things.
We need you to get a hobby. We need you to get a life. Get a life, you fucking loser. That would be me as a therapist. I would be, I would be removed from, I don't know, the board. I would not be able to practice anymore. One session. That's what I mean. I love my therapist. She charges me way too much money, but I appreciate her because she'll bring up things that I said like months ago. And I'm like, Molly, how do you remember that? And she's like, it's my job to remember that, Caroline. And I'm like, that's crazy, Molly.
You're like, do you love me, Molly?
I'm like, are you
obsessed with me? Like, what?
Yeah, I'm like, Molly, that's weird that you remember my high school best friend's like mom's name. And it's like creeping me out. And like, there's no good medium there. I'm happy to hear that you maybe are the not one small business owner who really started to thrive in the pandemic, but it seems that you're in in the minority. You know, I feel like you guys just like boomed, or you boomed in the last couple of years.
Me and my whole team are a booming.
Whole team. Who is your team? Is it you?
It's me.
It's you. It's you and the makers, but but you are really handling all of it. Have you ever thought of outsourcing? If you had to outsource one part of El Cholo's Kid to someone else, what is
shipping? Oh my! Like, I genuinely go to bed like dreaming of it. Like, I just dream of the day when I could just have like a warehouse fulfill for me. I don't know when that would ever happen or if it could, but it takes so much time. It takes me a really long time to pack an order because I like literally have to look at every little crevice of the bag. And is it like, well, it's like the final kind of like quality control thing.
Yeah.
And like I said, because there's nothing that's machine made, sort of like if you're, selling, jewelry or whatever that's made just like in huge batches and it's like sort of comes to you from the factory like already kind of ready to go.
Yep.
SKU numbers on and just ready to ship. Then it's just kind of like boom, 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 boom. But me, you know, like I have to sit there and like literally like, oh, and then like I start trimming this piece over here and then I look at this other piece over here. And then my weavers have a damn parrot that sometimes gets into like a little corner of the bag. And
wait,
then I,
really?
You know what I mean? Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that feeling when the weaver's parrot gets into the bag. Yeah, that's a very relatable thing.
I hadn't realized I had one bag. It was like, you know, it was one of those, like, I have a couple of like really popular bags, like rainbow, the multicolor, something like that. I call my sister in a panic because I think I have rats.
Sure.
Like and I'm like, oh my God, like I'm having a nervous breakdown. And I'm because I see this thing that's been chewed, like the top of the thing. And it was only one, but I was like, oh my God, like you have to come. Like, I think I have rats. Like, I'm having a nervous breakdown. You have to be talked off a ledge. And then I remember they have a 30-year-old parrot.
Wait, parrots can be 30 years old?
They can live to like 100, dude. And this like parrot, the mom has had since her since she was like very young. It's older than her kids, so the parrot can do whatever it wants because it's been longer than everyone
that's
else.
That's like the oldest child.
Yeah, wow. That's the oldest child, and it just kind of like, and sometimes, and I've seen it happen when they put it in timeout, the parrot will literally just like look at them and like walk itself to its little like cage home and like be like, oh, and close the door. Like, oh, he's done. He's because he's allowed to like just roam in the patio and like, you know, he's just free. But yeah, it was that's what that happened, that it was like he got into like the corner of the bag and started like chewing, playing with it. And I could not have been happier, honestly, because when I thought I had rats, like the nervous breakdown that ensued, imagine. I was like, and then like, I'm going to have customers like posting pictures online of their rat chewed bags. Yeah. Like, oh my God, what a nightmare.
No, that's a nightmare. That's a nightmare. Just that one bag with the one parrot. I don't know. I think that's, you could probably sell the parrot bites as like a feature. You know, not a flaw. You could be like, and this one.
First of all, thank you for bringing it to my attention. Like, you owe me money now. Yeah, right. Thank
this
you.
Is, you found the golden ticket. You found, this is exciting. You know, you could be like, there's only one bag that's been chomped on by the 30-year-old parrot in Mexico. And if you got it, you're very lucky. I'm looking at the bags right now, and I'm sad that the Bella, like the coral salmon colored tote is sold out. So I think I'm just going to get the lavender one or the limon because I need a beach tote. And I feel that these are perfect for that.
I'll send you a big one. I'm kind of looking into, I have this like a whole bunch of ideas for like the new year. I'm really excited of like the new stuff that's going to come out.
Oh my gosh. Can you tell us a little sneak preview?
Well, I'm talking to the people in Mexico because I still I want to keep it vegan, obviously.
Yeah.
So there's this like brand of like vegan leather in Mexico made from nopal cactus.
Wow.
That I want to like, because I want to make my straps differently, sort of like woven between the nopal leather and like the recycled plastic, just to make them sturdier because I want to add a strap to the medium and I need it to be like a little bit more resistant because that's, you know, people putting their laptops and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm really excited about that. I actually have a meeting in LA, on Friday to be able to kind of talk to that guy to make the straps for me and stuff. So I'm just like really excited to make them because I feel like I haven't made any changes to, like, I've just kind of been selling sort of like the same models for like the whole like year and a half because I haven't been able to go to Mexico. And when I do new things, I like having people seeing my face in front of, you know what I mean? Like, I need them to like really see what I'm trying to tell them because
totally.
If you just send like a drawing or whatever, like I don't know. It was just like a lot. So it just kind of like surviving was enough rather than like doing this like whole new launching of like products and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, also just like for brand awareness and also sort of just like reliability, like you've mastered, like sometimes brands do too much too fast. You know what I mean? Like you have like a whole system down. And now you can start introducing new stuff. Like,
yeah, that's how I felt. Like, I didn't want to be like, but I do know, like I don't want to just be like set, like, you know, people being like, oh, it's just like the same thing. You know what I mean? Like, I want people hooked. I want you people just buying, buying, buying.
Look, you are hard on yourself. You are hard on your. I don't know how anyone could go to your website and be like, wow, it's just like the same thing over and over again. There's like 90,000.
She's so lame. Like, she's when so she can start making something else.
This is the lamest website I've ever been on. No, so I love it. I mean, really, like, I actually think that you're just hard on yourself. But I think if that means that you create more bags that I can buy, fine, be hard on yourself. See what I care.
Wow. See Carol, this is all a trap. I'm in fact not hard on myself. I just wanted to see if you were a good person or a bad person. And guess who failed?
It's not, it's just another thing I'll bring to therapy. It's just another issue I'll bring to the table. Molly's got to keep her paycheck coming at some point, one way or another.
Molly will be like, we've known this, Carol.
Yeah, she's like, we've talked about this. Molly, by the way, is younger than me, and it fucking grinds my goat. I can't even.
That's obnoxious. I don't like that.
I know. I'm like, okay, Molly will give me some great advice, but I'm like, okay, but like, you haven't really lived like I have. I mean, like,
yeah, no, like, young. You can't trust her. First of all, fire Molly. Get her on the phone and let's fire her on live.
A live episode where I fire Molly.
I'll just bring chaos. I'll be like, hey, Caroline, do you want to do like a podcast together where we just fire people but live? Like,
yeah, and it's like The Apprentice. Like, but better.
Yeah, it'll be like the new Patreon will be like just us like firing people or like screaming at baristas over our cold foam.
Yeah, we should definitely take what we know about how we feel when people leave us bad reviews and bring that to coffee shops across America.
Yeah, just hurt others.
Just hurt people.
Make ourselves feel better. Is that the title? Hurt people,
yes.
Hurt people.
Yes.
And then at the end, we'll just like be drinking tequila, just be like, you know, I don't know why I did that, Caroline. Right. It was very hurtful.
Who can say? Why am I like this?
Why?
I'm so excited that you are doing more next year, and I hope that you will keep your loyal G Thanks fans abreast of all of your plans.
Speaking of which, I want to, this is called entrapment, Caroline. This is called entrapment because I want you to design a bag. I want a G Thanks collab.
Shut up. Can we do that?
I want you to like pick the size, pick the cut, like
holy
shit.
Weave. Oh my God. This would be the first merch that we do. Oh man, wait, are you serious?
I'm serious. Yes. I was like, oh, I'm going to trap her because if I send a DM, she's going to ignore it. But if I trap her, has to physically edit it out and that's on her.
I don't feel trapped. I feel like I trapped you. I feel like
I'm very excited.
Wait, this is so exciting. And I already know. Oh, man, it'll be neon yellow and pink. That's our, oh, my God. Wait, really? Wait, this is so exciting.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, guys.
I'm very excited.
You heard it here first. I have held off on merch because I'm always like, you know, I don't merch. You know, it has to be really good. No, this is really good.
Wow, we just got to make those coins. These are going to be $400 bags, okay, people? Because this is a very important collab.
It's going to be $1,000.
It's because you're a misogynist and a racist.
You don't support women. And
you don't support women. You don't support Mexicans. You hate tamales. And honestly, like, I don't even know who you are anymore.
Right.
Like, so start saving your money, honestly.
put it in your Digit account. And we're going to tell you.
Oh, yeah. All the money in your Digit. The cost of the bag is all the money in your Digit account. Cost. It's variable.
Varies by person. And and some of you will get a big bite from a parrot chomped out of your bag.
And you better like it.
And you better like it. And we don't want to hear about it.
I don't want to hear about it. And if it gets lost in the mail, I also don't want to hear about it. Just accept those are the cards that God dealt you. Okay.
That's your fate.
You probably did something. And you know what you did.
You know you did it. You know what you did. You know what you did. Oh, wow. That is so exciting. And actually, I'm going to entrap you back because I'm leaving this in the episode, obviously. And so you will never be able to say, I didn't say that. I didn't come up with that idea. No, now we have it.
Yeah,
we're
like,
doing
Caroline,
it.
Caroline, like, I think you were having, like,
it wasn't
you're
me.
Being
you were
delirious.
Hallucinating. You were hallucinating. It was the drugs. You did drugs again. Well, that is amazing. I cannot wait. I have a million ideas and I'm finally.
Yeah.
That's going to be fantastic. Okay, well, then you'll definitely keep us abreast because that will be a big, exciting thing that we'll do in 2022.
It's going to be like, I don't know, can we say legendary?
I think an iconic legendary.
That's the right word.
Yeah, an iconic legendary collab. Oh, I am excited.
Blessings to everyone.
Blessings to everyone.
Merry Christmas, G-Things community.
Merry Christmas.
You don't appreciate what we do for you. You really don't. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
I knew that when Daisy came on here, she warned me because because I lost all of my executive function in the pandemic, like am bad at emails, like cannot follow up to save the life. So Daisy's been listening to me being like, you got to come on the show for like years. And finally, I'm like, okay, we're doing it this week. But I truly have been wanting you to do this episode for so long, all knowing that when you came on, I will have met my match of like interrupting, loud, inappropriate, and brash. And I'm really excited. You lived up to your promise. She was like, if I come on your show, I'm just going to just yell the entire time. And I was like, do it. Do it. I dare you. Do it. I dare
we're
you.
We're going to have people just like lowering. They're going to have to listen to this like on a professional, like, I don't know, like, I don't even know. Like, somebody's going to have to like balance this audio like properly. You need to go to some Oscar winner to like really get this, like, the levels right on this, because my voice and your voice are a lot.
It's like, it's a frequency that like, only some people are going to be able to.
We'll have dogs crying in the corner in people's homes.
And like babies and dogs being so upset. Babies and dogs. Daisy, tell us. So my ears peaked when you said I'm a hoarder, because I also am a hoarder. I'm a little bit of a, I always say I'm a stuff person. I love stuff.
I do too. Like, I'm not a minimalist. Like,
no,
I don't
maximalist.
Get it.
Maximalist.
I am.
I want to buy everything all the time. I love things.
Me too. And that's the thing. Like, I love, like, and also, but also I'm an environmentalist, guys.
Yeah, seriously. Right. Exactly. I love the environment, but also I'm buying all this stuff, but I love the environment. But you run a sustainable small business. Ugh. And it's not about, I don't buy like crap. I just,
oh no,
I
no,
love,
no, no. We buy nice things. That's why we can't get rid of any
high
of it,
level,
it's like all nice.
High end hoarders. That's what the hall
yes.
is. And I don't, I really, and honestly, I waste very little because I won't get rid of anything. So there's nothing ends up in the landfill and I don't throw anything away. And my mother is the opposite. She'll like, she wants to, you know, she's a minimalist, but my grandmother had saved everything because, you know, it was that time, the depression or whatever. And they were like, well, you know, we got to keep all the tin cans because you don't know and you'll need a lot of tin cans. And I feel like it must skip a generation because I'm the same way. I'm like, every piece of Tupperware.
I think it's the trauma. Like your mom was probably like, yeah, no, I can't live with all this stuff. So now, like, when she had like a choice, she was like, free. And
yes,
now you're
totally.
Like, but why was the house so empty?
Right. I'm like, why did you? I'm like, I just brought this home. Why did you just throw it away? And now you're right. It's circular trauma. Again, Molly, calling you soon.
Oh,
so
my
tell,
God.
So tell like, us. It's very, we're really opening a lot.
We're really, you guys, we're really like exposing ourselves. Mm-hmm. We're being very vulnerable
very
right
vulnerable.
Now. I hope everyone appreciates. How real like celebrities can be, you know, celebrities are just like us. So don't let us like our great personalities and like our just like flamboyance and presence like intimidate you. We're just like you.
We're just like you, just shuffling through
just
our
like,
junk
but
drawers.
But better and with more money. Okay?
I told you, I was like, Daisy's gonna come on and she's just gonna slap us around for a while. She's just gonna slap us around. And I'm kinda loving it. I'm sadistic. I love it. I need you to tell us, everyone listening, what your shopping habits have been like during the pandemic and what the best thing you bought was.
Dude, like just last night, first of all, I got my American Express bill. So it was like, hay comida en la casa season, which if you don't speak Spanish is like, there's food at home.
Uh-huh.
Like you're not supposed to buy things out because like there's food at home. You need to save money. So I was like, first of all, so for like a few hot seconds, I was like, okay, no more Starbucks. Because all of a sudden during the pandemic, I started drinking coffee for no reason. Like I just like a new addiction I needed to add to my plate. I didn't need it. And I was like, okay, I'm going to save money. I'm going to do this, that. And then last night, as soon as I got home from the warehouse, I'm online buying Peanuts, like merch and Nickelodeon merch, just like ridiculous thing. Like I literally bought, you know, the dinosaur, like, from Rugrats.
Yeah, of course. Reptar.
Yeah. Reptar. Well, there's like a little like hoodie situation on Dumb Good.
Uh-huh.
That's like amazing. It's like purple and then it has like a print of Reptar like all over it. So I was like, well, I need that. Like that's amazing. Like I just buy like a lot. Like
this
of
is,
cool things.
This is my this I love that you transitioned from like we buy really nice stuff and it's really high end to like, well, there was a Reptar hoodie and I had to have it. I agree.
I mean, obviously, like that's like really nice.
That
and
is
I just
really
mean like you're, if you just don't see it, Caroline, maybe you're just not as cool as me. So sorry about that.
So what?
Sorry that we're not on the same level.
Well, I have to tell you, in the buy nothing group, on Facebook in my neighborhood, someone was giving away these like vintage Rugrats pins. And I immediately was like, I want them. But so many people were interested. She did a drawing of a name and I didn't win. But I know, but we're kind of on the same wavelength. I was like, well,
I don't know. Like I started, it's because here's the thing. Like I haven't run ads in a very long time.
Yeah.
But I know what Instagram, like I know the back end of Facebook, right? With like the ads.
Yes.
And there's a certain category of shopper. Caroline, I don't want to speak for Facebook, but you're in this category as well. The most expensive category to target, because it's called shoppers.
Yeah.
And they are just active people who are just buy, buy, buy. And Instagram just knows I love a collab. I love a peanut. Like last night, when I tell you, I was targeted with like 7 Peanuts collabs and I wanted them all. the Lacoste Peanuts, amazing sweater. It's $200.
No.
And then there's like, yeah, just like a million, literally like a million,
wow,
a million collabs that I was like, because I love a cartoon character.
Okay.
Like I'm old.
Yeah.
I'm old, but like I just love, like I love Hello Kitty. I love buying like little Sanrio things. Oh, I bought that too last night. I bought like a like Karopi lunch pail.
Oh my God, cute.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a nightmare, but...
I know, but I like that. You like what you like. You like what you like.
I know.
And you but I guess it's like when those things arrive at your house, like do you wear them? Do you use them? Where do you enjoy them?
The joy I get.
Uh-huh.
Like the joy I get. I just have but also like I have a lot of stuff. Like I said last night, I was like, I really need to like organize everything because my room is very much full. My garage, I have a lot of boxes and a lot of it is like Christmas and stuff, but
yeah.
Also, but in terms of that, like, so I have like different facets of me, you know, like I have that person, the ones that's into like the Sanrio and like Rugrats and like, oh, whatever. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously I also love a nice luxury good. But right now I'm just like, I'm dressing like garbage. I don't go anywhere. So I'm just kind of like, oh, like whatever, you know?
Yep.
And I also love, I do love a good shopping podcast, you know, but that's why I can't like listen when I'm weak of mind,
yeah,
to you guys. Cause then I'm just like, oh, like I just sort of like I bought that little cube. I haven't used it yet, but this is my New Year's resolution.
What cube?
That tomato thing that like that.
Oh, the Pomodoro timer.
Yeah.
Yes. That'll
that
be
timer.
Good for you.
Yeah. So I have that. What else did I buy that you tell me? Like I bought several things that are for my new year, new me.
Yes. New year, new me. Of course. Of course.
Yeah. So I hope that this year is the year.
Yeah. This is it. Honestly, this year was the year I got very good at managing not managing email. That's still, I think that's lost. Like you would outsource shipping and I would outsource email. But the timer really has helped me do my little tasks and stick to my little time.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Are you a morning? I have a feeling what you're going to tell me. But are you a morning person or are you a night person?
I'm a both person.
Oh, really? How much sleep do you get
yes.
a night?
Well, I guess I'm not early. Like, I don't like waking up. Like, for a while, I was waking up at 5 because I needed to start. I just needed to add more work hours to my day because
yep.
it just wasn't enough.
Yep.
But my normal, like, because I never have an alarm or whatever. Oh, except I did buy an alarm for when I was waking up at 5. And it's that, like, that sun thing, that light that just, like, lights up and, like, makes you wake up, like, naturally.
Oh, yeah. Thing. We got that for my brother for Christmas this year. Like, it.
Yeah,
like,
that's actually really good.
Does it, do you, have you felt like it's working for you?
Oh, yeah. Because, like, except the other day I was so tired, and you give it, you tell it, like, oh, I need to wake up at 5, so start 10 minutes before, like, yeah, like, exactly. Lighting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 4:50. I didn't wake up until 5:05. So I had 15 minutes of light in my face, and it did not wake me up.
Wow.
So, yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
Do you usually sleep in, like, a pitch black room? Because I sleep with, like, my windows not closed. Like, light can pour into my room and I'll still be asleep.
No, usually I turn everything off unless, like, I am Mexican. I do have an altar, so I do have to have a candle, you know, blessing my ancestors for this great, beautiful life that I have.
Sure.
So that will be the only light. The only light is, like, is the white candle from the Dollar Tree. Put that in the gift guide. White candle from the Dollar Tree.
Like the tall candle. Okay.
The tall candle.
It's in the
glass,
gift guide. You're right.
In the glass.
Yes. Does yours have a saint
if you want to target, like, another demographic, like, you have to start going in that direction.
Yeah.
But yeah, so normally it's all, like, dark. I don't have any lights or whatever. So normally, like, when that thing starts by, like, literally 4:51, I'm just like, okay, waking up and, like, slowly, like, blah, blah, blah. But so I don't know what happened, that I was, like, 15 minutes deep into light in my face, and I couldn't do it.
There are times where I wake up at, like, 3:00 in the morning and I'm, like, fine. And I could, like, bounce. It's like, you know, whenever the REM cycle is.
Yeah.
But there, like, this morning I like woke up and then took the dog out and then fell back asleep on the couch. And the woman, so we send Lottie, my dog, to do these, like, little pack hikes twice a week. Like, someone picks her up and she goes, like, hiking.
White people.
Yeah. It's a real white people thing. I know. It really is. It's also a big LA thing. It's like, yeah, come get my dog and, like, bring her back really tired. So twice a week we send her to these little hikes, and the woman was like, no. Usually I watch for her from the porch, and I bring the dog down, and then she was, like, knocking at my door because I was, like, passed out on the couch like an asshole. But I could not stay awake. My eyes were, like, just,
yeah. I think that happens with us. I mean it has to be, like, you know, hormonal fluctuations and stuff like that. Because, yeah, that's true. Like, sometimes it's, like, 4 a.m. and, like, you're done.
Yeah.
And then other times it's just, like, that. And actually I did. I was, like, sick for, like, 2 months and I didn't know what it was. So obviously I had to go to Tijuana and, like, have them do, like, full panels on me. And, yeah, I have, like, a hormonal issue.
Really?
Because, yeah, it was, like, a hormonal thing. She's like, yeah, that's why you've been so exhausted. Like, I literally couldn't like function, but I still had to function because I had, like, things to do,
of course.
Caroline, don't let me, I know we've delved into, like, health, don't let me forget that that I'm a Peloton influencer now. Like, make sure everyone knows, like, make sure I'm getting free products.
Oh,
make sure
my
I'm getting
gosh.
Shoes coming in. Have I used it? No. Have I been paying it for 7 months? Of course. Like, I'm sorry, like, I'm well, I already told you guys I was wealthy, like, don't, like, please don't come at me, like, I'm aspirational.
You bought this the $2,700, like, clothing hanger. Like, you
yes,
just.
Ma- no, yes, ma'am, like, and I see it every morning, I'm like, oh, I should probably start that, because I need to, like exercise, because I don't want to die. It always starts with, I don't want to die.
Yeah, but you know what happened, like, on the Peloton recently?
I heard of it. So, and you know what? I guess I made the right decision because, yeah. Like, I live alone. No one's calling 911 for me.
Well, no one was calling 911 for him either.
I heard about that too. That girl, she really wanted that, like, inheritance money. She was, like, trying to pretend.
Yeah, she was, like, now. People really had a problem with that. And I honestly, I was one of them. I felt like my group chat that I was in that was all watching it that day was, like, everyone at different times was like, what the fuck? Call 911. And New York Magazine just did this whole thing that was like, if Carrie had called 911, like, would it have made a difference? And the answer was, like, probably yes. So I actually think
does it make a difference if somebody comes and tries to save your life?
It does. You would be surprised to know, Daisy, that it actually studies have shown.
Like, huh.
Yeah, I'm like, huh? Who could have thought? Who could have known that? I actually think that you are probably, by not using the Peloton, probably the healthiest of everyone. You know,
Thank you. I really needed that because I was like being hard on myself, but then also like, yeah, I could have died. And like, you know, when you live alone because you're a spinster, like who's gonna take care of my chows?
I don't care
whether I live or die.
When I lived alone, I was like, which of my neighbors is gonna?
None.
The answer is zero. The answer is zero. That's why living in New York, like, I loved it, but you also really have to trust your neighbors because, I don't know, like one rogue candle, your altar candle, yeah. Your altar candle, Jay-Z.
And you know what's on 24 hours a day? I'm not gonna not venerate my ancestors just because I'm not home. Sorry.
Right.
I guess I just love my people.
That's just you things.
You don't get it.
Just you things. Tell us about what you're doing for the holidays this year, because this episode will be out on Christmas Eve. So this is our Christmas.
Nochebuena time.
Yeah, Nochebuena time.
So I'm going to tell you step by step what we have to do. So this is why I always thought, like, if I do get married, I hope I marry a white man.
Okay.
Because
I hope you don't, just for your sake.
But the 25th means nothing to me.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, so if they want to, like, go to their family on the 25th, I'm like, sure. What do I care?
Sure, okay.
But the 24th. That's where it's popping.
Daisy, let me tell you, I married a white man, but I married a Jew. So I get both Christmas Eve and Christmas Day for the rest of my life.
Like, it's because I'm not thinking like big picture or not like seeing that I deserve more. That's what I deserve. I deserve to not have to give up any day.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. Definitely. If you can sort of like parse out whatever Thanksgiving tradition is going to happen when you get married. If you can just keep Christmas and it's yours no matter what.
Oh, that's amazing. Cause I don't care about Thanksgiving at all.
Perfect.
So that works out perfectly.
You're going to do great. You're going to do great out there. Okay. Tell us about Nochebuena.
Okay. So I told you, I already practiced my first batch of tamales.
Yep.
And I need to make more. Because these were just sweet tamales, they're pineapple ones, and my family doesn't eat pineapple tamales, but those were the practice batch, you know what I mean? So, like, that's kind of, like, what I did with those.
Are you hosting at your house, apartment?
I'm hosting at my mom's house.
Oh, so okay. Here's the thing.
I own a home.
Yep.
But I do live at my mom's house. Okay. So I definitely like decorated her home and with things that I wanted that go against everything she likes because she's not a tacky person. I'll send you a picture of my tree.
I can't wait.
I decided this year that I was going to be just the most festive because, like, you know, when you're depressed and you're like, oh no, Christmas is my time to shine now. And like, that's how you start getting those fabulous moms with the it's wine time t-shirts with everybody. Yes. Get one for Caroline. She loves them.
Nothing I love more than Laura.
Exactly. I was like, I get it now. Like, I get why they're just like, I was like, okay, let me decorate. So I put everything. Dude, I put like a Santa and reindeer on the roof.
you went like nuts.
Dude, I went to Home Depot and I went to Lowe's. I went to Home Depot and I got their $69, like 11-foot Santa, which was their doorbuster deal.
Oh my God.
And then I went to Lowe's and I got their like $69 Grinch, which was their deal on inflatables. And then I proceeded to go back and forth like seven times between stores and ended up with like six inflatables.
Oh,
all of them.
Oh my God.
All of them like 11 feet. So I have giants outside my home.
Oh my God. What did your mom say when you brought those home and put them up?
She literally said nothing. And I was so annoyed. I called my sister and I was like, because she came when they were already on. Like, she didn't see them. She was in Puerto Vallarta working. And she came and I greeted her with all the monsters outside. And then like literally like a 13-foot tree with like an enormous Santa.
Yep.
The tree topper is literally like a 3-foot Santa piñata that I got in Tijuana that I cut open and then I put on top of the tree. And every time I see it, I'm like, yo, Daisy, you did so good. This tree is like popping. Like, there's nobody that could tell me that tree is like not the best thing ever.
I know you don't live, I mean, you live maybe like a 2-hour drive from me. Like, I'm going to take like a road trip now. I know we had discussed you coming up here and I was like, I can't have you come like just to turn around and drive back. But now I'm like, if I can see 11-foot inflatables in front of your mom's house, knowing that your mom is like horrified by this whole thing, it's worth the drive.
She's
to
horrified.
Me. I gotta
the
come.
Neighbors
I gotta
are
come.
Horrified. My
of
mom's
course.
House is nice. She lives in like a little gated community. There's like 5 homes in the gated community. Okay. These are Mexicans who are needing to live behind a gate. So they're not people who want inflatables in their eyesight, in their line of sight. And yet here they are. Oh man, it makes me laugh every time I see them.
That's so nice that she even lets you do it. Like, that's just like, that's love.
I mean, I guess she could have had me take them down. But like, even when she didn't make a comment, and when I said, Mom, do you like the decoration? She said, yeah, they're nice. and then I call my sister. I was like, I think Mom's depressed because she did not like my deco, where really the answer was like,
you're a tacky bitch.
Why is my 40-year-old daughter living with me and also like the tackiest?
That is amazing. That is so funny. And I honestly,
she's gonna scream, don't you have a home? And I'm like, yeah.
So what's the deal? You just were like, I'm decorating my mom's house.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm decorating my mom's house, and because like, this is nicer, honestly. Like, I live at my mom's house. This house is empty. My mom doesn't really live here, but like, my dogs don't really like my house because my house is like a poor people house in that.
Your dogs are bougie.
My dog, first of all, I have a dog. I have 2 dogs now. Okay. I had 3. I had rescued 3. One passed away now, and they're all chows, right?
Yep.
So one is like the black one, and then the fat white chow. I rescued her, Caroline. What's her name?
What's her name?
Guess. Daisy. That's I rescued a white fat chow named Daisy. Like, first of all, she's my soulmate, okay? But she does not like poverty. I took her to my house because I was gonna like move over there. Like, you know, I just bought it when I rescued them, blah, blah. She hates the fact that she likes to be on cement. And my house is in the middle of nowhere. It's like, there's 40 acres. I bought land, right?
Wow.
And like a little house, but like land. Oh no. She literally was going down the ramp, saw where she was going to, and in the middle of the ramp, did a U-turn and went back into the car. refused to unload.
Oh, she really is you. She really is your dog.
She refused to deplane. So now we just live at my mom's house because she has concrete, and my dog doesn't like
Wow,
dirt.
Daisy the dog.
Yeah, Daisy the chow is not here for your unlandscaped.
That is amazing.
Home.
Wow, I'm like kind of like, I mean, you kind of get what you deserve. So this makes sense to me after talking to you.
Yes. Absolutely, like deserve.
That's hilarious. And do your other dogs not really? I assume she just makes all the decisions.
Yeah, Daisy's just like, no, not today, sir. And then the other dog is, he's now 14.
Wow.
I adopted senior dogs, so that's where all my money goes.
Yeah.
Also, is this like a time to promote my GoFundMe? For you know, just like whatever.
More dogs and Reptar sweatshirts.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, I can. People are shameless. You might as well.
My Giving Tuesday pledge, like, oh, it's going to go straight to my account. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's a lot, man.
I love this life
I live is a lot.
I honestly love that for you. I hope that this like convinces you that marrying a Jew is in your future, because it sounds like you just need it's really written. the thing is, though, you can't make any deals. So my mom and my dad's Jewish. My mom was raised Catholic. And I was also technically raised Catholic because it was kind of it came down to like which parent gave more of a shit. And it ended up being my mom. So we just like went to church. And then I married a Jewish guy. But my mom and my dad was like, we can do Christmas and like no problem. But I don't want anything outside, like no outside lights, no, essentially no proof that like a Christian lives in this home, which, you know what, I kind of get. I get it. I understand. But like they really like made that marital contract and like stuck to it. So like when we were kids, we'd be like, please, like we want lights outside. Cause you know, like when someone had lights outside, like your home right now is probably the envy of every like fifth grader in America. You know, and I know that that's what you were setting out to do. That's all I wanted.
Yes, I want my little neighbors from across the street. Actually, this might sound bad because they are Jewish. They have blue lights.
There you go.
So maybe I was doing it to like torment Jewish children.
Yeah, I mean, look.
Oh God.
Right. Well, there's something.
Delete from the podcast.
I think there's really something there to explore. right. But we were kids and we were like, please, please, we want lights. We want lights. And my mom was like, no, because like in 1986, I told your father like we would never have lights outside. And to this day, no lights outside. None.
Wow. I mean, but see, that means your mom, like in Mexico, like we in Spanish, we call them like toxicas, right? The toxic woman who's just like, but that means your mom was like legit. Like I would have made that in like 86, and then by 86 and a half, I would have been like, what?
Exactly. Are I never said that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and yeah. I would have been like, no.
My mom's like a real one, you know?
I know. That's really lovely, honestly.
It kind of is. I know. It's nuts, but oh wait, okay. So because everyone's listening to this and it is Christmas Eve, how will tonight go for you? You will make tamales and
We're gonna have menudo that my mom is gonna make starting tonight, so we can have for breakfast tomorrow. Nice. We're going to be playing games. I bought a whole bunch of gift cards, $10 gift cards, so that we can play loteria. So we'll be playing loteria.
Fun.
And whoever does like blackouts is gonna win the money. I also bought like a little game. I don't even know what it's called, but it was like a little cup game. Uh-huh. For that. And I bought these stockings on Etsy from like London, England. I don't know if it's London.
Sure.
England. Really pretty custom with our names on them. So we're meeting that. We're gonna have like El Burrito Sabanero. Pop in El Burrito Sabanero. So Google it, like go into your iTunes Music.
I will.
And listen to it because it is like the most popping Christmas song ever. And then I'll play it like maybe like 10 times and everybody will be like, oh my God. And then I'll be like, what? It's my favorite.
You'll be like, it's Christmas, like, you Grinches. Like, let's get it together.
Yeah, they're wow. like Grinches. And yeah. I'm like, guys, you guys just don't even get it. And
how
then
long
I'll play
does
it again
this party go for? Like, how late does everyone stay?
Well, and I mean, it's not really, it's just going to be us. It's just going to be me, my sisters, my brother, and then my mom and my stepdad.
Okay.
But you don't open presents until midnight. So that's a thing.
Wow.
Yeah, you're supposed to be. And sometimes when there's like, when it's like a more extended family thing, yep. like then there's always like a weak, like 5-year-old cousin that they're like, no, we have to open them now because so-and-so's going to fall asleep. And it's like, well, then let them fall asleep. They don't get to open their presents until tomorrow. Because my grandma, she didn't care. Like you could be passed out next to the tree, like, holding on to a box that had your name, but you did not open it until midnight. So I'm very much of that school of thought.
Wow.
Of that kind of Mexican. Like, you don't open your presents until midnight. And that's when we start. Oh, and we decided to do like not a bunch of presents. Or I still bought stuff because like I love buying things.
Yes.
But it's mostly going to be like, I told everybody to get two $15 gifts and a $100 gift. And nice. It's going to be sort of like a game situation to see like what gets what. Because nobody is really like, none of us are like, there's no like little kids.
There's no like little kids. Yeah, that's the same with my family
to be like
too.
Disappointed
exactly.
or anything like that.
It's just
like,
fun.
Yeah, just like fun things, fun games to see like who gets what and like whatever.
That is so, that sounds like a lot of fun. And then Christmas Day is just like kind of a little hungover.
Yeah, Christmas Day is just literally us having like breakfast and like maybe like watching movies and stuff.
Do you go to church at all?
Stuff. My mom screams, she doesn't believe in God. And then I'm like, and then I scream back, I do believe in God. I'm a good person. I literally scream that to her.
You know what's funny though? Like I'm not like a church person on Christmas. I'm not a church person, period. But I think Christmas is fun because it's like a perform. If you're like a theater kid, and I am, it's sort of like, it's just a performance, you know?
I like the music. I was raised Catholic.
Yep.
But I don't really like church in the United States because there's just no flavor, you know
no
what I mean?
Flavor.
There's no like sazón. And maybe like in LA or somewhere where there's like a lot of Mexicans, but normally like I like church for like, especially for like the Day of the Virgin Mary or like in Mexico, like there's a midnight mass,
yes,
that like is like mariachi. Like the mariachis, they're doing all the music and, yep, like, and candles everywhere and people. And that's what I love. I love spectacles. Like I love,
yes,
the spectacle of,
yes,
like the Mexican Catholic church. And I like, you know, walls bathed in gold, and I like,
yes,
you know, saints everywhere. Like that's what I love. But actually like going to church and like, especially like those people that go to church, first of all, don't block us. But like those people who go to church in like a, you know, like a shopping center that just has like some random corner there that you just like show up to, and like, nah, I'm not going to that.
Well, that's like all LA is, because everything in LA is a shopping center. Like best restaurant in LA and a shopping center, like your church and a shopping center, your home, a shopping,
yeah,
center.
I don't like that. I look at it because especially like this town I'm in right now, like literally like every third building you see is some like random church. And I'm like, it's not even beautiful. It's literally next to like a taco shop. Why on earth would I go there?
I would go to a church next to a taco shop, but that's my priority. You know, that's just how.
Well, I can take you to one when you come visit.
I'll definitely go. I think there's the flavor in church when I was growing up, because I grew up like in the New York suburbs, like absolutely non-existent. But living in New York for a long time and now in L.A., there are definitely, I think probably you're right, like in the more Mexican parts of Los Angeles, and I live in a pretty predominantly Mexican neighborhood, the churches are beautiful and they are like vibrant. And mm-hmm. I remember even last year, because no one was doing indoor mass, like it's warm enough here, obviously, to be able to do some sort of outdoor activity. And I remember there was like a whole like production. And the production aspect, the production value of your New York suburban church is real low. So it's nice to see it here. And in New York too, like all the big churches do like their midnight mass, and it's like a whole thing, and it's really nice. But yeah, I haven't been as a communion taking member in quite some time.
Your first time should be in Mexico, so you really like experience the whole thing. You won't understand what they're saying, but you don't need to.
Hey, I took Spanish in 7th and 8th grade, Daisy. If they say biblioteca, I'll be like, I
you know,
library.
They say that multiple times. Yeah. They're gonna be like, Dios quiere la biblioteca. You're gonna be like,
ah! Yeah, I'll be like, I know that one. It's library. And they'll be like,
God is going to the biblioteca.
Yeah, they'll be like, El Perro. And I'll be like, mm-hmm, yep. And they'll be like, Los Gatos. Mm-hmm. And I'll be like, mm-hmm, the cats, that's right.
You're like, oh my God, this is like.
And I'm like, whoa, am I fluent? When we went to, Dan and I went to Oaxaca in 2015, and Dan was trying to like flex his Spanish, and the cab driver was like laughing at him. I think the cab and I actually understood more than I thought I would, but the cab driver said like, how's the temperature back there? And Dan was like, sí, like Los Montañas, like es muy bonito. And I was like, Dan, he's not asking you about the mountains. He's not asking you about the beautiful landscape. He's asking us if we're too cold. So you're embarrassing me in Oaxaca.
Like, stop talking. Yeah. I'm the fluent one.
Yeah, I was like, excuse me, one of us did better in 8th grade Spanish. But it wouldn't matter if I understood it or not. A lot of the songs are the same. And also, like I said, production quality. It's not about the language. It's about the heart that you bring to the performance. Okay.
It's how many crucifixes are we going to see tonight?
Many.
It's gonna be plenty.
Many.
I'm very excited.
I can't wait to go buy my white altar candle from the dollar store, and I know exactly where they are. I'll buy a few because I want to have backups.
I always buy at least 24, and I have a big stock. I go around, and then I say, ma'am, do you need to scan each one individually, or do you need to meet the quantity? Because at Dollar Tree, they don't have the ability to put, like, 24 times this one product. They have to go, beep,
oh,
beep,
yeah.
Beep,
oh,
beep.
I know. I was at the Dollar Tree the other day, and I was like, okay, we're going to – I guess I live here now. We're taking our time.
Yep.
You know, you're going to have to come back on the show, and we're going to have a whole episode about the beauty of dollar stores in California, because that is not a thing everywhere else.
Is that not a thing?
It's not. They're not as good as they are here everywhere else. Like, dollar stores here are good. They're really good.
Yeah, I love a good Dollar Tree.
Yeah, you can find everything at the Dollar General, at the Dollar Tree, at the Dollar with the 99-cent store, everything.
But the 99-cent store is like now like you have $1.24, like 99 cents or like some other price. I'm like, ma'am, it's the 99-cent store. What are we doing?
I went to Five Below the other day and I was like, this is a misnomer. Like, this thing is $25. Like,
I know. I'm like, no, like don't lie to me. I will not be lied to.
I love it. Daisy Romano, thank you so much for coming to G-Thanks Just Bought It. We love El Cholo's Kid. I am so excited to do a epic, iconic, legendary collab with you.
Expensive. That's gonna be
expensive.
That expensive.
Parrot bitten collab with you. It's going to be amazing. I knew you were going to deliver as a guest, and you really, really did. It's Christmas Eve. I hope you have a wonderful holiday. Your night sounds very exciting. And in 2022, you come back. You're my new co-host.
Yes, that's a verbal contract.
Verbal contract, so that's binding.
I'm going to start sending you my fees and whatnot.
Yeah, please invoice me. And let everyone know where they can follow you on social. And if you had to recommend one product, a gateway product from El Cholo's Kid, what would you tell people to order?
Okay, so you can find me at www.elcholoskid.com and on Instagram at elcholoskid, also on TikTok. But if you don't want to be ashamed and embarrassed about somebody's like TikTok account, just like probably just forego that. The best product to start with, I'd say like a mini, because that's just like the everyday bag.
Very versatile.
Very versatile. Like, you can just take it with you anywhere, and you have, right now I'm kind of sold out of many, many things, but eventually you'll be able to find all your favorite colors in the mini, and you can just like kind of pick and choose what you like.
Love it. I'm a proud owner of three of these bags, and unfortunately, Daisy, not four, and I know that's very upsetting to you, but my fourth will be coming soon, and then you'll be like,
honestly,
why not?
Don't bring it up. We were on such a good note.
You'll be like, why not five? And then I'll be living inside
one.
I hope you just weave me inside of a house. Everything we talked about will be in the show notes, including, of course, the website where you can buy the bags. And I don't know, guys, I can't recommend them enough. They've now been on both years of gift guides. They will continue to be. And Daisy, thank you so much for coming. And we'll see you guys next week for another episode.
Thank you, Caroline. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah to you.
Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah to you. You just listened to another episode of G-Thanks Just Bought It, edited and mixed by Veronica Gruba and produced and hosted by me, Caroline Moss. In between episodes, you can always head to the G-Thanks Instagram at G-Thanks Just Bought It Pod and the G-Thanks Facebook group to get and give life-changing recommendations of your own. Subscribe to our weekly sale and discount emails at gthanks.substack.com. It's free. And you can reach me at Caroline at gthanksjustboughtit.com or leave me a message at 424-245-0736 with a product recommendation, and you may be featured on an upcoming episode. G-Thanks is powered by subscribers like you. To keep all of our G-Thanks content free and accessible to all, consider making a monthly donation of $2 to keep us going at patreon.com/gthanksandfriends.